Hi everybody. I hope you can hear me. Just type yes in the comment if you can hear me. Okay, hi everybody. So today in this event I'll be talking about the link between depression and anxiety and connection with our gut health. Just let me double check if my microphone is working. I hope I can see your comments. Let me just see. Yeah, it's working. Okay. Hi everybody. So this event is about anxiety and depression and people who have these symptoms like feeling depressed, sad, angry, having brain fog, having fatigue, insomnia, or memory issues, or some neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, epilepsy, autism, ADHD. These are all brain-related disorders. Okay, so today we'll be talking about how our brain is connected with our gut. So how come they to correlate each other, and how come how gut influence our brain functions. And I'll be giving you some tips at the end how to improve these chemicals, these messengers, neurotransmitters, so that you can bring more happiness hormones and bring more positivity in your life. Okay. And plus, at the end, I will be giving some offer, special offer for the people who are watching here. So stay tuned till the end. Okay. So let's start. Symptoms that characterize with dementia and anxiety are like, as I said, like having brain fog, feeling tired, fatigue, or having memory issues, like you forget something, or maybe you have met some old friend and you start forgetting, like, what was his name or his kid's name. So you're having some memory issues, and this is showing that something is going on in your brain, okay? And worry, you are worrying, you have like panic attacks, you are sad, you are angry, anxious, you know. These all symptoms are showing there is some inflammation going on in the brain. So let's see how our brain works. Our cells in the brain are called neurons, and these neurons they need, of course, they need nutrients, they need everything what is necessary for a cell to function, right? And in these neurons, there are mitochondria. We all have heard about mitochondria that produce energy. And guess which organ has the most mitochondria per cell? So most of you will think it's the heart, usually, I mean, logically, because heart is pumping all the time, right? We think that it's most mitochondria and energy production in our heart. So in our heart, we have 5,000 mitochondria per one cell. So in one cell, we have 5,000 mitochondria that produce energy. But guess how much we have in one neuron, in one brain cell? There are 2 million. So 2 million mitochondria in our brain, because our brain is functioning nonstop. Even when we sleep, our neurons are doing their job, right? So we need our neurons, our brain cells to function normally, so that they can perform all the functions and we have more energy, we will have a clear brain and we can concentrate, we can have a memory, good memory. This is very important for a healthy and long life. We all want to feel like that, right? So in order to work properly, these neurons, they talk to each other. They send neurotransmitters, like messengers. These are called like chemical messengers, which are hormones actually, and most of them are made in our gut by our microbes. So, interestingly, many of these neurotransmitters are produced by our gut cells, our trillions of gut cells and microbes that are living in our gut. For example, serotonin. We know all know serotonin is the happiness hormone, and 95% of the serotonin is produced by our gut microbes. They're by digesting the food and triggering the cells in the gut to produce serotonin. And then this neurotransmitter, this is a neurotransmitter, all these hormones go through the vagus nerve, how do you call it? It goes through this nerve, all the nerve cells that are connected with our brain through the vagus nerve, goes to our brain. So whatever happens in our gut goes to our brain. Okay. So people who have brain issues are found to be deficient in these neurotransmitters. So they have lack of these neurotransmitters, which are helping our brain function and communicate between individual cells. So we need to have more of these neurotransmitters. Okay, and the researchers have found that evidence that irritation in our gastrointestinal system may send signals to the central nervous system that triggers mood changes. So this is scientifically proven that the irritation, if we have digestive problems, if we have some issue, we have maybe gut function that is not working properly, we may have neurological issues, right? Let me just pause. Okay. I want to see the comments. If you have any comments, any questions, I will be answering at the end. You can write in the comments. So I'm trying to watch all the time the comments and the questions. Okay, so let's see how our digestion works now. Most of you maybe you know, but just to a reminder. When we are digesting the food, in our stomach are the proteins are digested and absorbed, like the vitamins, B vitamins, and all of this. Then in the small intestines, in the beginning, the fats are. Hi, Andres. Thank you for watching. So if you have any questions, just please write in the comment, and at the end I will be answering all the questions. So when we digest the food, as I said, the proteins are digested in our stomach. Then in the beginning of our intestines, in the small intestines, with the help of the bile, the fats are digested, and the fat-soluble nutrients and vitamins are absorbed. Okay, and then in the colon, the bacteria, where most of the bacteria lives, they digest the food and produce short-chain fatty acids like butyrate, propionate, and acetate. And they're very important also for helping to healing the leaky gut. And also, if there is a leaky gut, most of the time there is a leaky brain is associated. So I will explain in a moment how this happens. The mitochondria, in order to perform optimally, mitochondria need nutrients. Of course, every cell needs nutrients. So if we have a good digestive system and we absorb all the nutrients, and the mitochondria needs the fats and sugar, carbs, and oxygen to produce energy, to produce ATP, right? So if we have a good digestive system, if we have all the nutrients and the mitochondria is functioning properly, we will have plenty of energy. Our brain will be sharp. It will be working optimally. And we'll have a clear brain, you know. We have good memory, we have energy, no fatigue, you know. This is how it's an ideal world a healthy person should look like and feel like. Okay, so what happens in case we have some digestive issues that cause a leaky gut? So leaky gut happens for example, by taking antibiotics, we can disturb our gut balance, kill our good bacteria, and we have created already disbalance. And these bad bacteria are also creating lipopolysaccharides, which are their toxins. And these toxins leak through the gut and through the, if we have a leaky gut, they leak and go directly into the blood, and blood takes it anywhere. If we have, let's say, antibiotics, if we have been exposed to mold, if we are living in a moldy building or environment, even the mold, even if you don't see it or smell it, it can, the spores can be on your food. So you can be ingesting the mold spores, and it can create like fungal overgrowth or more of the yeast overgrowth in the body compared to the good guys. So more of the bad guys will multiply and will thrive. Then we can also, the leaky gut can be caused by infections, cavitations, of course, if you have cavitation. We are swallowing these bad bacteria and they are also creating this balance. Then medications. Some medications are really irritating, and especially these over-the-counter anti-pain medications like Panadol, Tylenol, you know, these are really irritating the gut, my the digestive tract. And you feel pain. I feel sometimes pain when I have a strong headache and I have to take. I feel pain in my gut. So this is really damaging our gut cells and gut wall. So, and any other medication, they have all side effects, okay? So medications can irritate and damage the gut wall, antibiotics and stress. Stress is creating leaky gut instantly. So when cortisol is Lorna, can you speak about allergies caused by leaky gut? I have them. Sure. I will connect everything. You will understand at the end how this all happens. Damaging of the brain and damaging of everything, of all our cells. So as I said, the stress. Stress is very important because when we are under stress, we have low stomach acid, we have low bile secretion, and all the disbalance starts from that. The food is not digested properly, and not digested particles leak through the leaky gut, like bigger molecules, proteins. Normally, the bacteria in our intestines are there to digest and chew, you know, cut the proteins. These are long chains. Chop them in the small molecules, which are called amino acids. So these small molecules are easy to go through the gut cells. But if we have a leaky gut and we don't digest the food properly, so these proteins, also the gluten is damaging the gut, the gluten, casein, any protein from any food can leak through the leaky gut and go in the blood. And I will explain to you what happens now in the blood. So, as I said, proteins and also toxins, like from the food, sprayed food or processed food that we consume on a daily basis, is also all the toxins from this food is leaking from our leaky gut, intestinal permeability, what they call it. It goes directly into the blood. So what happens when it goes into the blood? We have, you know, our immune cells, like B cells, T cells, they are produced in the bone marrow, of course, but they are trained in the thymus of how to fight, you know, not to attack our own tissues. Like it's like an army, you know, they have training not to shoot their body, right? So they need to be trained to kill the enemy. So they are trained not to attack our own tissues, our own cells, right? Well, so what happens? For example, if there is like, let's say, bad bacteria that has leaked through the leaky gut and it's gone through our tissues. So now we are talking about the brain. So when it goes in the brain cell, usually they hide, you know, somewhere behind the cell, or when they reach some place in any organ. It can be a thyroid, it can be, but now we're talking about the brain cells. So when this bacteria hides there, our immune fighters, they just patrol, you know, they just check, okay, if everything is okay, if nothing is damaged, you know, nothing, nobody there, to no enemies. So they just don't see it, right? But with time, these bacteria start producing toxins, you know, they metabolize, they change the cell. So the cell start to mutate. And then our immune system will see, oh, okay, wait, this something is going on here. Okay, so let's create antibodies to kill this cell. But this cell is a brain cell, you know, and then it starts producing antibodies to the brain cells, starts killing. So, but they're different immune cells, you know. I will try to explain in an easy way. So, you know, there are one immune cells trying to protect us. Of course, they're always on guard, ready. Some of them are using like pistols, you know, they're killing with pistols. Some of them with machine guns. Some of them has bazookas. Some of them has napalm bombs, you know. So when they throw this bomb or bazooka, then not only they kill the bacteria, but they kill the tissue. They damage the tissue. Okay. And in our brain, we have it's called blood-brain barrier. You know, the barrier which is all around the cells, around the neurons, which is protecting them. And when we have immune cells, so our immunity is attacking our brain cells, it's damaging this barrier. Okay, so slowly, 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 slowly. So it does it. This doesn't happen, you know, like all of a sudden you have Alzheimer's or all of a sudden you have Parkinson's. It takes years. So like first symptom is, let's say, fatigue or brain fog or memory issues or concentration. These small things that we don't think it's very serious. Ah, it's normal with age, you know, I forget things, right? So we think that this is normal and we continue our life. And all of a sudden, we have Parkinson's, or we have I don't know, Park or Alzheimer's. It's one in five Americans are on some kind of mental medication. Imagine that. And one in six children have some kind of mental health diagnosis. So just don't come out you know, all of a sudden. It takes a time of irritations, of toxins, of leaky gut and leaky brain. It goes together. Okay, so what the standard medication, I mean standard medicine, address these issues in a separate way. Like, if you have brain issues, they give you brain medications. If you have skin issues, allergies, as I said, so you have autoimmune reaction to this skin tissues, like your immunity is reacting, is killing off your skin tissues because you have a leaky gut causing, allowing toxins, bacteria, yeast, anything, proteins from the food to leak inside your body and go into. Because they can travel through our blood in any tissue. It can go to skin, it can go to thyroid, it can go to liver, to kidney, anywhere. Joints. So people with rheumatoid arthritis, they have actually autoimmune disease. That's autoimmune disease. So your immunity is attacking your own cells. So how does it happen? As I explained just now before. So you understand how our immune system make mistakes. They start attacking their own tissues because there are already toxins and bacteria and fungus and something which shouldn't be there and has end up being there. So our immunity is there to protect us, right? And what the conventional medicine is doing, they are giving you medications. They are treating everything separately. Like they're treating the brain separately, they're treating the thyroid separately, they give you medications for thyroid, they're giving medications for the brain. And what they give you, let me see here, Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro, Wellbutrin, for brain. Now we are talking about the brain. So what does this medication do? These medications are called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. What does this mean? This means they are blocking the receptors of the cell to take the serotonin. So it will, because the neurons, they communicate with serotonin, they take it and they send it to the other cell, and the cell send it with the synapses. They are creating synapses and talking to each other with these neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, all these neurotransmitters, hormones, chemicals, they are calling hormones. We need them. Our cell needs them in order to function, to communicate with other cells. But these medications are blocking this this communication. So it's blocking the cell. It's actually, you have more serotonin floating around in between, But it doesn't help in healing the tissues. I mean, producing more, it doesn't produce more serotonin. Now we understand that serotonin is produced by our cells in the gut. So that means that we have a problem in our digestive system. We need to establish balance in the system. We need a good bacteria. We need to close the leaky gut, you know, in order these microbes to function properly, to create the serotonin, because 95% of the serotonin is produced in our gut. Okay. So the thing is that when you're taking these medications, it's actually making you to produce less serotonin, because any hormone that you're taking is telling your cells, you know, oh, there is plenty of hormone out there, so I don't need to produce anymore. I don't need to try and produce, right? It's contra-effective. So we need to make our cells to produce, our digestive system in this case, to produce the serotonin. We don't want the body to calm down and to be dependent on these medications. Okay. And plus, these drugs, these SSRIs, are decreasing the beneficial bacteria in our gut and can cause symptoms like side effects like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation. Anybody taking any medications for anxiety, for depression, for whatever, for any brain issue? Do you have any side effects from that? And how long are you taking it? Did you feel any better? Did you feel anything happening? And do you have also digestive problems? Because this is very, very close interconnected. Yeah, according to the studies have shown that when markers for leaky gut like zonulin and IgA, of course, inflammatory markers, or IL-6, IL-2, this interleukin, when you have high of these markers, it's connected directly with having depression. So markers for leaky gut are connected with having depression. So if you test for leaky gut and you have higher markers, that is creating a field opportunity for developing a depression. And according to Dr. Alessio Fasano, you know, the doctor who has invented the zonulin, and the intestinal permeability is connected to many neurodisorders, as he says, of the nervous system, like multiplex sclerosis, autism, schizophrenia, and chronic fatigue. Okay, so leaky gut, when you have leaky gut, you have leaky brain. Your immune system is attacking your cells, your neurons, and it's creating damage to the tissues. Okay, so don't ignore, please, these symptoms like feeling fatigue, feeling tired or sad or not having energy. Don't have like any will to go through the day. You know, you're just dragging from going from coffee to coffee, you know, just pulling out the energy from somewhere. Like you feel hopelessness or no pleasure in life, no happy, nothing brings you joy. You know, like you're watching outside the kids, how they're playing, they're joyful, they're full with enthusiasm, full to explore the world, you know, and ideas to create things, to build some houses and anything. And you just wonder, where has this joy gone? You know, why I'm not feeling same like the kids? They're so happy and they don't worry about anything, right? And if you have difficulty in engaging in any task, or you don't have a will, you know, to start anything or start any program or start doing anything that you know you have to do, but you don't have a will and don't have power, you have lack of concentration, you want to study something new, but you said, oh, I cannot remember. Of course you cannot remember. I used to be like that. I needed 2 months to study for one exam, which now I can finish in 1 or 2 weeks, right? So, okay, some people also, the people who are also sensitive to light and to sound, okay, the smell also, people who like don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? They're just feeling down, you know, and it may create suicidal thoughts. There are many people like that. They don't connect the two dots. Why is this happening? And also, it can lead to troubles with sleep, and then you slowly develop like pains, etches, nausea, you know, any autoimmune disease starts from there. And these small things, these small symptoms, we ignore. And it's very important to pay attention what our body is telling us. Okay, let me see. There was one study also, actually two studies, that were saying, in 2070, study published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology found that patients with depression have significantly higher levels of intestinal permeability or leaky gut compared to healthy controls. So the study also found that higher levels of intestinal permeability were associated with more severe depressive symptoms. Okay, so these two are closely connected. And yes, in 2019, a study published by the Journal of Frontiers in Psychiatry found that patients with depression and irritable bowel syndrome, that is very commonly diagnosed now by the doctors, had higher level of intestinal permeability compared to healthy controls. The study also found that the severity of depressive symptoms was positively correlated with intestinal permeability in patients with IBS and depression. So it's positively connected. So this means that people with IBS and depression, they have leaky gut, intestinal permeability. The good thing is that our brain cells regenerate. Okay, so every day, the brain can make thousands of new neurons every day. Okay. Yeah, we have this blood-brain barrier. It's composed of multiple cell types, and these cells lines the microvessels of the brain and work in concept to protect the central nervous system. So it's protecting the neurons, it's protecting all the cells from pathogens. So we need this blood-brain barrier to be healthy. Okay, so we need to remove the inflammation because there is inflammation. When our immunity is trying to protect us, is trying to kill some pathogens, something which is foreign, which shouldn't be there, then causes inflammation. And the thing is that, as I said, mitochondria, to produce energy, it needs the nutrients. If it doesn't have the nutrients, or if there is inflammation, so mitochondria is very smart. They are like a dimmer switch, you know. When there is inflammation, something's attacking the cell, it's suppressing the energy production, okay? It's dimming, slowly, slowly reducing, and it's changing its function in defending mode. So it's defending the cell as much as it can, of course. So that's why we have less energy production in the cell and we feel more tired. Right? So this is a symptom. It's a simple symptom. Then when we feel tired, there is inflammation going on in our body. We need to find out from where is this inflammation coming from, why our body is attacking our brain, why we feel tired. So our mitochondria, they are reducing the energy production slowly, 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 and defending. Okay, so the main thing is when we eliminate the triggers, when we eliminate the inflammation, of course, slowly the neurons can regenerate and the cells can perform optimally and mitochondria will perform optimally. There is one thing also that with age, let's say every 10 years, we have our metabolic function is reduced by 10%, right? So at 70 years old, we will have 70% less function of our metabolic processes or mitochondria, you know. It's normal to feel tired. But the good thing is that we can produce more cells and more mitochondria in the cells. And how we can do this? By practicing. You know, by Mitochondria needs to be challenged. Okay, so when you, let's say, do some exercise, you strain the muscle, I mean, you break some muscle tissues, right? And you, and then it's challenged to produce more, right? A healthy cells, more stronger, with better, more mitochondria in the cell. So when we challenge the body, but healthy challenge, I'm saying, not with toxins and with bacteria, healthy challenges, like maybe challenge your brain, just start learning new language, you know, and this will improve production of mitochondria and energy in the cell. This will stimulate and will improve. Okay, let me see. Yeah, can you speak about the allergies caused by the leaky gut? Yeah, I just mentioned that these autoimmune diseases, like skin issues, like eczema, psoriasis, any skin issues is an autoimmune reaction of our immunity attacking some pathogen, which has already leaked through our leaky gut and gone somewhere in the skin, in the brain, in the thyroid, in the joints. Okay, this is an autoimmune disease. And all autoimmune diseases start from having a leaky gut. So eliminating the inflammation, calming the inflammation, calming the body, healing the leaky gut, bringing back the balance in the gut is the solution of all our diseases, all and depression and anxiety and everything. Let me see. I will give you some tips now. Let me see if I covered everything. Yes, the neurotransmitters, as I mentioned, who are giving you like positive thoughts, happiness, who are giving you are, as I said, serotonin. And yeah, if you think they are low on serotonin, the symptoms are you are worrying, you know, you're worried too much. Like, of course, it's normal to worry, but if you're worrying too much that something might happen, that something will not be done on time, you know, constantly worrying, that means you're low on serotonin. Lack of confidence, that you think, oh, I cannot do that. Oh, I'm not able to complete this. I will not, you know, I cannot apply for that job. I cannot get it. You know, these things of self-worthlessness, it's a low on serotonin, shows that you're low on serotonin. Or imagining the worst, you know, you're always, let's say your kids are somewhere and you're imagining that something bad will happen, you know, the worst situation can happen, you know, just all the time having bad thoughts. That means you're low on serotonin. As I mentioned, serotonin 95% is produced in our gut, but by our gut microbes, trillions of gut microbes are helping us be happy. And just help them. Okay, low on GABA. GABA is also a neurotransmitter, and it's called gamma aminobutyric acid, and it's creating anxiety. Actually, if you're low on GABA, you have anxiety symptoms, and you are like irritated easily. Like somebody can trigger you easily to get angry, and negative self-talk, like you are saying that. You're not good, you're not beautiful, you're not this and that, you know, you're not like the others, right? Negative self-talk, that you cannot have the good life, you cannot have the husband and kids and family good like the others have. Like, you're telling yourself negative things, that you cannot do that, you cannot have that, you're not worthy of. This is low on GABA, and and depression also. Low on endorphins. Endorphins also are happiness hormones. Neurotransmitters, if you're craving carbs like sugar, coffee, alcohol, you know, this shows that you're low on endorphins. But endorphins, you can get them by exercise. Yeah, have somebody noticed that after exercise, of maybe just simple 1 hour walk outside in the fresh air, after you come home, you feel a little bit more happier, more fresh, positive, your mind like clears up. Yeah, so this is endorphins, and you can make them by yourself. Okay, also as I said, stress. Heavy metals, mercury, lead, food like gluten, sugar, they increases the stress hormones, cortisol. And cortisol, when it goes up, it lowers the serotonin. Okay, they work opposite. When cortisol is up, serotonin is down. So we need to lower the stress, of course, in the same time. Next thing is the amino acids, as I mentioned, the short-chain fatty acids that are produced in our gut are tryptophan. Tryptophan is helping also to production of serotonin and in depression and anxiety. You have maybe heard about tryptophan, and you can find it in pumpkin seeds, in soya food, aged cheese, lamb, beef, pork, chicken, turkey, tuna, uncooked oats, beans, lentils, and eggs. Okay. GABA, as I said, GABA is very good, as I mentioned before, for anxiety and negative self-talk. So to increase GABA, if you want, you need to eat more cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, soya beans, aduki beans, spinach, tomatoes, buckwheat, peas, chestnuts, sweet potatoes, sprouted grains, and brown rice. I hope you are writing down. You can have this video. It will be on my page. You can watch it if you want later on. It will be on, just click on my name and you will have it on my page. Also, this amino acid, GABA, helps also with healing the leaky gut. And it creates mucus, protection of the gut wall. Okay. Tyrosine is an amino acid who helps with the dopamine. Dopamine is also a happiness hormone. You can have it from soya products, chicken, turkey, fish. You see, there similar foods are actually helping with our brain. It's peanuts, almonds, avocado, banana, yogurt, cottage cheese, lima beans, pumpkin seeds, and sesame seeds. Okay, so let me see. Yeah, also as a supplement, you can also have these amino acids. You can take them as a supplement. And as we said, as I said, when the triggers are eliminated that are creating these symptoms, these irritations, inflammation in our body. When we eliminate and detoxify the body, the brain starts functioning properly. So, for example, when there is a trigger, like we are exposed to mold, or you have been exposed to mold before, and you have also have a bad diet, or you live by the toxic environment outside, maybe near the highway, you breathe lead and toxins all the time. And when your bucket is full, so your body cannot tolerate anymore, it starts slowly creating symptoms. Then starts attacking your tissues because it's full of toxins. Our immunity is working all the time. Overtime is working. You cannot rest and you cannot sleep. You have insomnia. You have issues with sleep. You cannot you sleep short, or you wake up at night. You know, this means that your body is fighting something. It's trying to protect you. Okay, so our immune system, as I said, make mistakes, starts creating antibodies to our own tissues, where the toxins are hiding, where the bacteria, the fungus, the mold spores are hiding. This is where the autoimmune disease starts. So instead of having this full energy, this energy that mitochondria produces to regenerate the cells, to heal the body, to detoxify the tissue, you know, when we sleep is the time where when we regenerate. So at that time, there is cleaning up of the debris of the dead cells, of the cleaning from the toxins going through the liver, so everything. The brain is also detoxifying, is draining, and the toxins from the lymphatic drainage, it's just cleaning all going through the filter, through the liver and the kidneys and the colon. We're expelling the toxins. So if we are not sleeping well, if we don't have enough sleep, we cannot regenerate. We cannot clean the body. Okay, we are helping with the sleep, calming the inflammation, helping our body. Okay, so what you can take as a supplement for brain function. Now we're talking about brain function. You can take maybe 5-HTP and St. John's wort for depression. Okay, for anxiety, you can take GABA and valerian root. Okay, also good supplements are omega-3 fats. And they are found in oily fish, omega-3, you know. And because, why? Because the fat, our brain is 60% fat. It's fat tissue. So you need fat to, so your brain will function properly. So this low fat diet, it's completely gone. That was before they were thinking low fat is better. No, fat, you need fat for your brain. But healthy fats, omega-3 fats. Okay, also fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, and cheese, they all contain healthy microbes, such as lactic acid, bacteria, okay? The fermented foods have been shown to alter the brain activity. They are helping. So these are good microbes that are helping you. They are producing these neurotransmitters which that our brain needs to function, to communicate between each other. Then polyphenol-rich foods like cacao, green tea, olive oil, and coffee. They all contain polyphenols. Maybe you have heard about polyphenols. This is actually the colorful foods that gives the color to the food. And these are plant chemicals that are digested by our gut bacteria, and then our gut bacteria produce what we need, right? And they improve cognition. It's proven. And polyphenol-rich foods are also berries, as I said, coffee also, and teas, herbs, spices, nuts, seeds, olives, red wine, beans. Then tryptophan-rich food. As I said, tryptophan is, tryptophan is precursor for 5-HTP that helps with depression. It's a neurotransmitter. But you can also get it from food, tryptophan, and it's an amino acid that is converted into neurotransmitter serotonin, okay? So foods that are high in tryptophan are turkey, eggs, and cheese, okay? Also, canned tuna, and oats, and turkey and chicken, yes. Okay. Let me see. I already told you about the neurotransmitters. Yeah, let me see if. Yeah, first, let me just tell you the offer that I'm going to tell you now, that I was planning to give you for everybody who's watching. In order to have this brain function working properly, you need to, like as I said, to calm the inflammation, to calm the body, eliminate the triggers, what is filling your bucket, of course we need to eliminate. Then we need to heal the leaky gut. So these are the steps that I'm following with my clients always, and it must be done in proper order. And after that, when we heal the leaky gut, then we bring the good bacteria, the microbes, we establish a balance again, and we feed them with the nutritious foods, with polyphenols and everything, so they can produce the serotonin and all the neurotransmitters that goes into the brain. Because one message goes from brain to the gut. We know that brain communicates with our gut, right? So because one message sent from our brain to our gut, for one message from brain to gut, there are 9 messages going from our gut to our brain. So there are 9 neurotransmitters going backwards. So who is in control now? Our brain or our gut? So healing the leaky gut and establishing the balance again is the solution for all the brain symptoms that you're having. Reducing the inflammation, healing the leaky gut, bringing the balance again, and feeding the good microbes and bacteria and everything in our gut. So if they are happy, we will be happy. So this is the solution. So if somebody wants to work with me and join the program, I give 20% off only for the people who are watching, and this will last only for 24 hours. Okay, you can use the code SAVE20. I will write in the comment. Just the coupon code is SAVE20. And I will send you the link, and you can join the program with 20% off only for the next 24 hours. Okay. Just I know many people are waiting, are just planning, want to start to heal the gut and start to work with me. They're still thinking, you know, and this is your option, your chance to start with the healing journey, you know. Okay, let's now go with the questions. Okay, let me go up. Lorna, about, can you speak about allergies caused by leaky gut? Have them, yes, Lorna, and I have very good video on, go on my YouTube channel, All for Better Life, how our skin issues, the reason behind developing skin issues, and I go deeper in explaining how this happened, and you can watch, it's very informative video. My YouTube channel is called All for Better Life, you can find it. Andres says dementia. Yeah, Andres, so dementia, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens by having some of these symptoms. I believe that you surely have had some of these symptoms, like feel fatigue, like concentration issues. Some of these issues have been from before there, but maybe you were not taking them so seriously, and all of a sudden, you know, you probably went to the doctor, and the doctor has diagnosed you with dementia. Dementia is an inflammation in the brain that is chronic inflammation. Constantly, our immune cells are fighting something, are trying to protect you, are trying to kill the bad guys, the pathogens, the toxins, whatever is there, and damaging the brain cells and the blood-brain barrier. So if we have leakage in the leaky gut, we have leaky brain. So our brain, blood-brain barrier is damaged. And one thing I forgot to tell you, the bad bacteria in our gut that produce lipopolysaccharides, that are the toxins that they produce, they actually, their shell is made of lipopolysaccharides, and this LPS, they don't need leaky gut. They just go through the cells. Same, they are just going on a backpack and the fat cells, because the fat cells can go through the cells. They don't need, have a hole, don't need the holes in the leaky to go directly in the blood. So this LPS can also cross the blood-brain barrier, same like they can cross the gut barrier, same, and they cause damage. If they are hiding there, our immunity will detect them one day, and our immunity will start creating antibodies to our brain tissues, to our blood-brain barrier, and create and slowly will damage it and create a leaky brain. Okay. So this is all interconnected. Then Sajjad Ashraf says, it looks like a gradual healing process. Yes, unfortunately, there is no magic pill. So this all the tips that I said, that I mentioned here, that you can take like supplements, these are helpful, yeah. But at the same time, address the root cause and heal the leaky gut and establish balance again in the gut. It's very important. Maybe this can like ease some symptoms and help you. But if in the same time, if you're healing the leaky gut and establishing balance again and taking this supplement, it will have much faster and faster healing. Okay, so faster you will eliminate the symptoms and faster you will heal all the cells, will regenerate new cells and better cells. Okay, Anneli Ariel say, after getting COVID, leaky gut issues and hyperthyroidism, yes, both resurfaced in my case. Should I continue taking the medications for hypothyroidism? Yeah, so I don't say anybody should stop with medications, okay? This is normal after COVID. COVID was just a trigger, you know, there was maybe some, COVID was maybe like filling the bucket. The bucket is now overflowed with maybe Another irritant, let's say we have leaky gut, you have we had some other disbalance in the body, some bad bacteria who are creating lipopolysaccharides. Maybe you had been exposed to mold. Maybe you had been exposed before. You have taken antibiotics. Maybe you have food poisoning. Maybe you had chronic stress. And COVID, to some people, not to everybody, those who have good immunity, who are taking care of them, their health, who didn't have any of these issues that I mentioned, that didn't expose to any mold, didn't take any antibiotics, don't have stress, maybe their immunity can handle this better and can fight the COVID easier. So not everybody gets the symptoms. So maybe for some people, this COVID, this virus was a trigger to show you that your body needs a reset. So you need to calm the inflammation. Yeah, you mentioned hyperthyroidism. Yeah, hyper, and I had hypo, but not anymore. This is the same that I was talking about. So the thyroid is attacked by your own body. So there is antibodies to your thyroid tissue. So the problem is not your thyroid. Problem is that something, there is something triggering, like maybe toxin, maybe some bad bacteria, maybe the virus, maybe something is still there that is creating, is triggering your antibodies to attack the cells of the thyroid. Okay, so we need to eliminate the triggers, clean the body, cut the bad food, cut the bad stuff, detoxify, heal the leaky gut. So these are the steps that need to be followed. And slowly, slowly, you can reduce the medications and eliminate. Like they prescribed me medication for thyroid, but in 3 months I fixed my thyroid, so I didn't have any more antibodies. You have to test the antibodies, okay? There are two types of antibodies. I have one video, very good, explaining about the thyroid. It's a Q&A session, also my previous Q&A session. You can watch it. I explain very good how thyroid is attacked, and it's actually the same steps that cause inflammation in any tissues, but especially for thyroid, I explained that Q&A session. And eliminating the bad food, as I said, calming the inflammation, detoxification, controlling the stress. Stress is the most important. That can, as I said, the cortisol directly creates leaky gut creates inflammation in the body, anywhere, thyroid, brain, joints, skin, anywhere. So this is all connected with our gut. Andres is asking, are you an MD? No, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a nutritional therapist. So I help people heal their gut in a natural way, not with medication. So I don't prescribe medication. Because doctors prescribe, because of course they have interest, they are paid from the companies who are producing that medication. And the doctors are good, very good in diagnosing the disease and which medications goes with this disease to give you. But this medication, usually it's helping. Yeah, it's helping you not to feel the symptoms, like it's blocking the receptors, it's blocking something, like same for the histamine. It's blocking the cells not to react, not to take the histamine. It's blocking the cells not to function properly. But it's not removing the cause. It's not removing the cause. Why you have in the first place, let's say, histamine reaction? Why you have inflammation in the brain? Why? This is the most important thing. We need to ask ourselves, from where is the inflammation coming from? Medications are good. I don't say it's bad. They're lifesavers sometimes. And you have to take them sometimes, really. But they are not the solution. Okay. Andreas, how much GABA should we take? Well, I always recommend take it slowly. Okay, take small dose. Take the, let's say, what is written in the bottle, and then if you don't see any changes, you may increase. Okay, I always say start slowly and then increase until you feel some changes. Okay. Yeah, Andres is asking 20% of how much. Let me write the oh, just a second, I'll write the link to the program. Okay, now you have it in the comments. So you can go there and you go in the option. You can choose two options for payments and you can input the coupon save 20. Let me write. For 20% discount, okay? Okay, so this is the coupon. So this coupon is valid only for the next 24 hours, okay? So tomorrow the same time, and then it expires. Yeah, I wanted to mention one. I have one client. She was constantly in fear, constantly stressed out. She was like worrying all the time about her kids, about something might happen, you know, and she didn't have money for the program, and she, like 4 or 5 months she was saving, and she enrolled in this program, and I was there to help her all the time because this program, it's not just, you know, this is different from other programs. Why? Because this is not just I will give you the program and you do it on yourself. So you need to be disciplined by yourself. No, this program, I have also I added 5 consultations, follow-ups with me. So I make sure you have to be accountable. I make sure and I check with you every week what you're doing, how you're doing, and we can adjust if needed something, and we can change something if needed. So I want to see only progress happening with you. Okay, it's not like I give you, okay, you sign up, take the program, and you do it yourself. It's not like that because everybody is individual. Everybody is different, so everybody needs tweaking here and there. All the symptoms are not the same for everybody. Okay, yes, as I said, Isla, after like 4 or 5 months saving money, she enrolled in the program, and she was so strict in following the program. I mean, those people who are really strict, they experience changes. Really, and very fast, right? And she said, after only 5 weeks, she said, "I already feel I have no fears. I feel more active and have more focus than before, so she can concentrate more. So fears are gone." You know, she was really worried all the time. She was worried. I mean, as a mother, it's normal to be worried, but she was all the time fearful, you know. And she said, "I have no fears, and I sleep 7 to 8 hours." Before she was sleeping like 5 to 6 hours and, you know, waking up and, you know, constantly stressed and worried. And now she can rest, she can relax. And when you sleep well and when you relax well, our body regenerates, tissues regenerate, new cells are built, you know. And this is the thing that we want to achieve. And she said, "I feel my life is back to normal." Yeah, who wants their life to be back to normal? I want. Actually, I have. Yeah, I can mention one day. I remember when I was also having all these health issues and memory issues and brain fog and everything. After like 2 to 3 years of searching, finding, trying, and when I find out steps that I need to take that are in proper order, that it's not just like taking this and that supplements and it will heal. So after I did everything possible and I did the right thing, all of a sudden one morning I'm waking up and it's strange feeling, really. I wake up and I feel like so happy, like everything, it's a beautiful day, you know, everything is perfect, everything is fine, everybody is healthy, everybody, you know, I look forward to the day. I can do so many things. I want to do this and that, and I'm planning and I'm doing, you know, full with enthusiasm, with energy. You know, I catch myself feeling that this feeling I have never had before. You know, this kind of positive thinking and happiness, you know, I didn't feel long time, for a long time, you know, and this can be achieved. So anybody can achieve this. Anilu Ariel say, "Thank you. Yes, I believe stress, having a dysregulated nervous system is the main trigger to my leaky gut, yeah, issues and hyperthyroidism. I also have insomnia, Yes, how should I go about with this to better manage stress and regulate the nervous system? Yeah, I teach that also in the program, so it goes together. Stress is very important. During the healing process, we need to manage the stress. I mean, you cannot eliminate stress. Stress is all around us. Even the notification in my mobile phone is causing like triggering stress, all the time. Somebody will text you anything, something will happen, I don't know. So, but the way we respond to these notifications, to this stress, is what we can control. It's in our power, and that's what I'm trying to teach everybody which are in my program and trying to focus on how to control their body to calm down, because this is very important for the digestion. So if you're under stress, you cannot digest the food properly, and if you're not digesting the food properly, it will create leaky gut. If you create disbalance, it will create leaky gut. So everything is connected. So it must be done in all together, and the detoxification, of course, in the same time. I can tell you to reduce stress, you can meditate, you can go outside, walk. Like these things help with stress. If you want to do it by your own to manage the stress, this is the things that I have. But the stress also, when establishing the gut balance, it's also calming the body, the inflammation, and also calming the nervous system, and the stress is automatically lower. Yeah. It comes together. Okay, so if you don't have any more questions, so we will be finishing because it's already 1 hour I'm talking. My mouth is dry. Sorry. So the main point, as I said, is calming the body, the inflammation in the body, just regenerating the tissues, the cells, and calming, of course, the stress, healing the leaky gut, closing the gaps, establishing the balance in our gut microbes to be in balance. So they also communicate between each other. They also help each other when they digest the food. They talk to each other. Every cell communicates with these signals, neurotransmitters, and these other signals, chemicals produce, so they can they work in harmony. Like any cells, they work in harmony. All they communicate. But if there is attack on the cell, let's say on the brain cell, mitochondria, it releases chemicals that it's calling the immunity, the immune cells, like it's crying for help, 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 I need help, I'm attacked, right? So it's sending signals to bring the immune cells, like B cells, T cells, lymphocytes, natural killer cells. So many, we have Marine Force, we have Special Force, we have so many immune cells that are protecting us. And if the cell is attacked, it's sending chemicals, and that's how they communicate. They send chemicals like these are these inflammatory markers that when you go to doctor, they check you, like IL-2, IL-6, IL-12. If they're elevated, that means the cells are screaming for help, and the immune cells are here coming to fight the pathogens, the foreign thing, the bacteria, virus, whatever it is, the toxin which is attacking the cell. And these immune cells are trying to clean the debris, are trying to, and they're actually killing the cell. Sometimes the cell needs to go to apoptosis, to suicide, if it cannot be healed. Sometimes, so when we have more of these cells dying, then we have organ or tissue starts dying, and that's how we lose some organs, But to reach that state of dying organs, there is so many years before that has. Inflammation going on, you have symptoms, but you are just ignoring them, Just don't ignore the symptoms. There is inflammation going on. Just find out where is it coming from, and control it. Start small steps if you want. Just eliminate the triggers if you know the triggers. Eliminate the bad foods. Start reducing the stress and heal the gut, because the gut is controlling our brain. Okay. Sanjeev Kumar says, please read my comment above of my issues. Let me see. Sorry, Sanjeev, I missed it. Sorry. I get tired after talking after talking with bloating. I have no structure problems and all reports are okay. Doctor says it's psychological. Gut-brain connection and stress is making me panic. Yeah, so Sanjeev, I don't know what have you tested and what it says okay. Usually, yeah, when I was very, very, very sick, all my results, everything that I tested was okay. All the doctor says nothing wrong with you, but I couldn't get from my bed. You know, I couldn't function. I had pain, I had bloating, I had so many issues, and all my results were perfectly fine. And the doctor will say, oh, okay, that's because of your stress. Because they cannot find the trigger. They said, oh, you just need to relax, right? Yes, so bloating means that there is already disbalance in the gut. So there is something, maybe you have taken antibiotics, maybe have like food poisoning, or maybe some medication, or maybe you have been exposed to mold, or maybe you are in under chronic stress. Yes, stress can make create gut disbalance. So now when there is disbalance in the gut, so there is no harmony anymore. So for example, if we take antibiotics, we kill the bad gut bacteria, and also we kill the good bacteria because they are broad spectrum. You know, they kill a lot more bacteria and microbes and everything. So when they kill, there is space available for the bad guys to proliferate, to multiply, and to grow more, right? So there is nobody is controlling them, nobody's checking them to stay in put stay you know in low number. So nobody is there to control them, so they overgrow, right? They overgrow, and what happens when you eat food like, for example, high fiber food maybe, then they feed and they grow more, they proliferate and they grow more. Plus, when we are under stress, the gastric juice and the pepsin and everything in the stomach is produced less. So when we are under stress, it's less produced. And when it's less produced, then we cannot digest the food properly, the proteins are not digested, the food, undigested food goes in the small intestine. What happens here? Here, because we need the bile to be released by the gallbladder, right? And the bile is also antimicrobial. But if there is less stomach acid produced, it's less bile released because they communicate between each other. If one organ is functioning lower capacity, the other one is also functioning with lower capacity. They are connected. And when there is less bile and the bile is antimicrobial, so we cannot continue killing the bugs, you know. We didn't kill them in the stomach because there was not enough stomach acid. We cannot kill them in small intestine because there is not enough bile. And we cannot digest the nutrients, the fat, in the stomach. We are then low on B vitamins. And then in the bile, we cannot digest the fat, soluble vitamins, A, C, K, A, you know, E, D. And then we are lack of these vitamins, lack of nutrients, and the cells are not functioning properly because they don't have enough nutrients, of course. And if there is not enough bile, then here with the small intestine, where there shouldn't be too many microbes and bacteria, then they start to grow in this place where they shouldn't grow. That's why we start to have overgrowth of bacteria in the small intestine, and we have bloating in the whole our body, bloats, right? So this disbalance starts from the beginning. And the stress, of course. We need to control the stress. And it's making you panic. So don't think that this bloating is making you panic. Actually, the gut bacteria is sending neurotransmitters with panic signals to the brain, and brain is acting in a panic. So it's not your brain in panic, it's actually your gut in panic. Gut is telling you your brain how to feel. Yeah. So, as I said, eliminating the triggers, the four steps, eliminating the triggers, calming the inflammation, then healing the leaky gut, establishing the balance in the gut again, controlling the stress, calming the body, learning how to control the stress, detoxify the body, and slowly, slowly, the symptoms will fade away, And you will feel all of a sudden, like after 1, 2, 3 months, you will feel, oh, I used to have like back pain, but I don't have it anymore. What happened? You know, I was focusing on healing the gut, but my back pain is gone now. Or I had a runny nose every season in spring, and I don't have it anymore. You know, I'm not triggered by the outside pollutants and chemicals and spores and pollen, and I'm not reacting anymore. Like, so you were focusing on the gut, and all of a sudden other symptoms that you had previously and you didn't find them so serious, that they're so serious, but you notice that they're not here anymore, right? So healing the leaky gut and establishing balance again is going to heal your whole body. Okay, thank you for watching. I hope there are not more questions. Yeah, thank you for asking the questions. If you have anything else to ask, you can send me a message or you can send me an email. On my page, you have my email. And please, you can use this offer, which is only 24 hours valid. And just enroll the program, and you will have complete support by myself, and we will have consultations on a weekly basis and follow-ups. If you are ready, of course, if you are ready to be committed, and if you are ready to that you want to heal and that you want to change the lifestyle, it's time to change, then join the program and I'll be there to help you along the way. Okay, so thanks for watching and see you next time. Bye.